Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
You sound a little like Mr. Ed for a chance there.
Well, I'm a happy man. First of all, I overslept. I didn't get up till about 5 o'clock, which is almost a two-hour oversleep. But I needed to sleep. So that's the first thing, because I had two dogs that had horrible doggy diarrhea for 2 days, and I didn't get any sleep at all. But yesterday, Tiger Woods won the Masters. Now, I know that doesn't mean much to you, Pat. But a guy who's 43 going up against 20-year-olds, and he wins. So that's great. But the great thing about it was Mike Cossey has been saying all along, first of all, he said Tiger Woods would never win another tournament. Well, of course, when Tiger won some tournaments last year, he had a e-crow on that, right? Mm-hmm. But he always said he guaranteed that Tiger Woods would never win a Masters, another major. Guaranteed it. And I knew this morning that there would be no Mike Cossey.
Isn't that funny?
He did not call in because he would have known he was going to take a raft of you-know-what from me.
What makes him think that it's going to be any better tomorrow?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea.
They'll give you an excuse that they had a bad storm and the power
went out.
That's
exactly right. Now, we still have it. It's in effect for 10 more minutes for what tornado watch. And we did have a very vicious storm come through when I was on my way in. Oh, okay, here it is. Mike Cossey just woke up. Bad storms down here. No power.
What did I tell you?
I don't think so. What was I saying? I even forget what I was saying. But oh, the thunderstorm coming in this morning. It was the type. Immense cloud-to-cloud lightning, Pat, I saw.
Right.
I mean, where bolts went across the sky, and then off that bolt, like, there was like six or seven other bolts of lightning that went out. It was truly an amazing display this morning.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why they put out a tornado watch. They were very nervous about it. I had Shirley sitting on my lap for about an hour and a half earlier this morning till the storms passed. She's now upstairs, so that's a good thing. We will still have showers. It'll be very windy today. A wind advisory is out. There's a flood watch through Tuesday morning for the Berkshires. And you are looking at wind today 40 to 45. The highs will be 60 to 65, which I think we already had. And we'll be dropping to 50 by this evening, leaving us with 35 to 40 tonight. It'll be sunny and windy Tuesday, mid-60s. Sunny Wednesday, 65 to 70. It's probably about the best weather of the entire week. Unfortunately, Thursday, we have a chance of showers, 60 to 65. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm Friday. More rain on Saturday, and for Easter Sunday, while we'll have some sun, it'll be brisk. And on the cool side, with still a few showers around for Easter Sunday.
Now, When are the winds going to come in? Because this is important, very important for us.
The wind after 12 o'clock.
All right. Because what we'll have to do is if the winds are going to be what steady at what? What do you think?
I would say 15 to 25 with gusts 40 to 45.
Okay. So a steady 15 to 20.
15 to 25.
Okay.
Steady.
Okay. So that's what I have to. Then I will look because our STL does not do good from the station to the transmitter site in winds like that. Okay. It's even though it's on top of a metal structure antenna, it's still about 10 feet above it, and it's a big enough antenna that receives it that it's very susceptible to winds. So it moves a little bit and our signal squishes, so I'll have to switch over to the internet before noontime to get our signal out there.
That would be a very prudent action on your part.
Think it'll bring down tree limbs and stuff like that, the winds?
Inevitably. Yeah, inevitably. Yep, I think so. In the meantime there, Marshall, my trip to Toyota on Saturday wasn't as I planned.
Uh-oh.
I think we talked about this last week. You know, I've had a Highlander for 9 years.
Yeah.
And never, ever once did I have a problem. I just loved the car.
Yeah.
The reception there was terrible. I walked out. I will go into detail once I speak to them, because they are getting a phone call today. I proceeded to drive up the road to Nissan. And I said, I'm just looking. And we looked and looked and looked. Got a good salesman. Real good salesman.
Yeah.
Gave me the if, buts, and ends. I wound up leasing a Nissan Rogue. The SL edition has all the bells and whistles. At an excellent, excellent deal. And I got the car on Saturday. I walked in and I had the car. They had the color, everything. They had it washed up. Well, actually, what I did is, after I signed all the papers, then I had to run to my accountant. Then when I was through there, I ran back and they had everything ready. So I just switched over the stuff, and that was it. It was a very, very easy deal.
Now, but didn't you have to leave your Toyota off at the other place?
No, I left it off at Nissan. They said they'll take care of it.
They would get it over there.
Yeah. They said they'll take care of it. So, so we'll see what happens, because, you know, that I did not renew with Toyota, you know. There's such things with leases as called termination fees.
Oh, they're gonna try to sock you with stuff. There's no doubt about it.
And that's one of the reasons why they're getting a phone call today, followed by a letter. And then, once I speak with them, I will give you the whole story there. So, all of that was done to the accountant, got home about 4:30 in the afternoon, had to be showered, dressed, and in Scarsdale for 7:15. So it was the first good run of the car. Coming back, I took the Bronx River Parkway. Do you know it, Marshall?
Yes, I do.
Well, it was my first time on there, by the way. Unbelievable. I felt like I was going through a mountain road at 50 miles an hour. But what I discovered, too, about the car that I absolutely loved, the car has automatic detection with lights as well. So when it's dark, it automatically switches to the high beams. And when it's light enough, it goes back to your regular beams.
Yeah.
Very nice. It has lane assist, blind spots.
Yeah, so I was thinking about Volkswagen has. Yeah.
All of that stuff. Just loaded with options. Another thing I liked is that, say, both of your hands are full, and you want to put your groceries in the back of the car because it's got the lift door. All you have to do is just kick your feet up underneath the fender, 1 foot, and it's motion detection, and it comes right up.
And how do you like the phone system and stuff like that in that car?
I like it. Yeah. I also it's also stereo. The stereo is Bose.
Yep.
It's the top of the line, and the phone system was phenomenal. You can even do things like, I think most cars do now, but you can if somebody sends you a text, you can, they'll record your voice, the car will record your voice, and you can send the whole thing back.
Yeah, no, it's, and you know what, you didn't like the attitude you got when you went to the Toyota dealer, right?
Correct.
They just think they're the best. Really, it happens at a lot of Toyota dealerships. They think that they're God's gift to the world, and you should bow to them when you go in.
Well, I'll tell you, I have never, ever, I'll be honest with you, I've never, ever felt that way in 9 years. That's one of the reasons why I always, always stayed with them. But this attitude on Saturday was absolutely the pits. And, you know, I was going to stick around. You know, it's like, hey, you know, is this what you think? Okay, fine. You know, I got up and walked out. And get this, not one person tried to stop me.
Did anybody come over and speak to you at all?
There was a salesman who came over and asked me to low down what I was paying now, how much I put down, and, you know, the last time, blah, 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 blah. And then he came back and he says, this is the deal. And I said, that's outrageous. I said, you know, there's got to be some room for negotiations here. So let me go and talk to my managers. Came back, my manager says, that's it. What's on the table? He's got it. No negotiation. Manager didn't even bother coming over.
You know what you should do? I'm serious about this. Have somebody take a picture with you standing by your Rogue.
Right.
And say, by the way, I got a new lease. And send it to them.
I am sending a letter to...
Have a picture taken with you standing by your new Rogue. And send it with a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And you should send one to Toyota, too, because they just lost a customer they had for life.
Yeah, and not only did they lose a customer, but they lost a darn good one, because let me tell you, Marshall, that bill, if that bill came in on Friday,
yeah,
it was paid on Saturday.
Yeah, no, it's once again, it's just amazing. It happens all the time how people are mistreated, and when you're a longtime customer, you did the right thing.
I think I did. I mean, and I was very happy because, believe it or not, Nissan is actually even closer to my house than Toyota.
Well, there you go.
Oh, and that was the other thing. He threw in 3 years of service free.
There you go. Bingo.
Thank you. Yep.
Congratulations, Pat.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I will speak to you tomorrow.
Yes. Hold on to your hat.
When I put it on, I will. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast. We're out of time. Thank you, Facebookers, for joining us this morning.